Hello.
Hi, Tom. How are you doing?
How you doing, dear?
I'm doing great.
You got Aaron's number?
Yeah. Did you want me to call him?
I'm getting ready to go to graduation. My son's graduation.
Okay, your other son?
Unless you'll wait till the morning, because I know he just went down and he tried for an emergency job, and I'm just getting dressed to head to graduation.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, I don't need to postpone it, just that, you know, run.
Yeah, right. No problem. So, do you think that Aaron's available right now, or?
I'm not sure. He grabbed a bunch of change, and he's running down to the riverfront in the bad part of town to get a door work.
Okay. I mean, do you think it would just be better to do it in the morning, or?
Yeah, probably better do it in the morning. That way I got time, because right now I'm getting ready to go here. In fact, I'm helping my wife with her hair at this moment, and Aaron's, like I said, working in a bad neighborhood.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay, sounds good. I will just go ahead and try you.
I got some questions. I got some questions to ask you too. Another company. Sure. I don't know. Where's everybody and their brothers calling me?
I got a call from a company.
Uh huh.
Says they saw I was part of this Angie's List thing. She's laughing. I says, "Yeah, that was a joke." I told her about you.
Uh huh.
And she says, "No, that's not cookie. That's cookie cutter. You're not going to generate the leads that you think off that." And going on and on. If I'm talking to this lady for a few days here,
uh-huh.
She gets me jumping all over the country. She's got to show me this customer in this city, this customer in that city. Show where, you know, when you punch in commercial doors, where I would pop up and everything. Well, this Google guarantee thing with Rich goes, you're not going to get the replies off their business. I'm like, I got to talk to you, Jess, about this one.
Well, Tom, you know, I just, you know, that I wouldn't listen to what anybody else was going to tell you. I mean,
I told her the same thing. I says, ma'am, I've been hearing so many things from so many people. I go, just today alone, I've had 10 different calls from 10 different people telling me pretty much the same sales pitch, which all sounds like Angie's, and promised me different things here. I says, I don't know what to believe anymore.
Yeah, just, you know, just, I'll take care of you. Like I said, don't listen to any of those other people. They're just, you know, trying to weasel their way in, right? So
she looked at me, she goes, punched me up. She goes, well, on Google, Tom, starts naming all these companies in the area. She goes, you come on page 5, you're like number 51. I'm like, that's funny. Cool. I punch in my company. Yeah, she goes, I'm straight up Google. She just punches commercial doors. She goes, you're on page 5.
Okay,
I'm like,
well,
huh?
I already know that's not true. You know that's not true.
She goes, now, if I punch in your company, you're number 5 on the list. And I said, yeah. She goes, but if somebody just puts a keyword in and say, people don't know, punch in garage door repair, you're like number 51. I'm like, I'm going to check into that later.
Yeah.
You know, it's that map. You punch it in and it comes up Google's maps with all the little stars on wherever these companies are.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
She's like, we can put you in the first couple there. She goes, she looks and she goes, you don't even have really a site. I go, no, I really don't. I go, no, the guy did it, don't know what he was talking about. She goes, I can tell she's going on and on. And I told you, I didn't know what I was doing. Me and computers don't get along.
Right.
She went, oh. So I thought it was being under construction.
Yeah.
So,
at this point, if anybody calls you from any other marketing company, you know, the best thing that you could do is just say, hey, I'm already working with someone, and you're happy with what you're
Google
doing.
Google guarantee IQ?
Yeah.
You know, we're not Google guarantee, so I'm telling you, you're going to waste your time. That's kind of the result you want off that. You know, what my company does is I've already been worried about friends about stuff like this. He goes, you're going to get all these companies, they're going to tell you, they're going to put you at the front every time. Tommy goes, I played this game. I know what keywords you got to put in to put you in the front.
Right.
He goes, you can do the same thing they're doing, just off keywords.
Right.
I'm like, So that's why I tried telling her that. I go, well, you know, I talked to a lot of people in different businesses here. This is what was told me. I'm like, oh, God. I don't know what happened. I mean, got a hold of you. Somebody in your field got a hold of me. And he's listening. I'm like, what the hell they do? Everybody just passed me around?
Well, no, I mean, it's probably just because, you know, there's been something that came up in that area that, you know, people are just calling around in that particular area today. So, I mean, once the listing is filled, you know, the calls will stop, right?
Well, it's kind of funny because everybody's looking for a door company in Garden City. And only got one spot. I go, you know how many times I've heard that now? I says, no, it's all the same sales pitch. Looking for a door company in Garden City.
Right.
Do you understand that I'm like a small, little, bitty, 3 mile by 2 mile city surrounded by bigger suburbs on the west side of Detroit? It's like, come on now. There's not that much industry in Garden City.
Right.
So.
Right. And yeah, no, and we definitely went through all that. So, right. I mean, I know you're there. That's why I wanted to get you listed on the Google Guaranteed. But, I mean, really, if anybody else calls you, Tom, just let them know you're already working with someone and you're happy.
I already did.
Okay.
I did tell this lady, she goes, we don't do Google Guaranteed. We're not part of that.
Yeah.
She got me from people who had been listed under Angie's, and I says, no, I says, I changed Angie's around, so I was getting rid of them today. I says, I do not want it. I says, the only way I'll do anything is commercial. She goes, they don't do commercial, Tom. I've dealt with this around the country. I says, well, I gave them a chance. I says, they don't produce in 30 days because I already told them I was done. And they go, oh, can we do this? Can we do that? So in 30 days, if nothing happens or, you know, I told them, you give me some bullshit calls for some residential. I said, I want to be on the horn right away raising hell with somebody. I do not want any residential from you guys. It's all bottom fruit. What Angie's this is good for, somebody goes out and starts a business today, I need work. They jump on Angie's list, do that, they start getting work because they're hungry, they need money, they got to pay bills, they got to get going. That's perfect for that kind of thing. Once you're established, you outgrow Angie's in a heartbeat if you got any brains.
Right.
So, all right, I just want to throw that by you.
Okay, well, I'm glad you know, you're shooing them off.
I'm just like, well, wait a minute here. I'm getting all these, you know, you're going to put me number one on Google. I'm going to get Google Guaranteed for this. I'm like, okay. And, you know, now I'm having fun with people. It's like, all right, give me your sales pitch. Well, we're looking for somebody, a door company in Garden City. You know, I've heard that about 10 times in the last few days.
Well,
all right, just give me yell in the morning. Give me yell in the morning. Like I said, Aaron and I, we understand if I have to do everything with Google and everything else because Google today is just the yellow pages from our past.
Right, you know? Exactly. Well, okay, so I'll call you at 10? Is that going to be all right?
Make it about 10:30, 11. So Aaron's got a new guy starting in the morning. We got paperwork to do with him and a few other things. So by the time I get him shoot out the door, we'll go from there, okay?
Okay, all right. I'll try it like 10:45 then. How about I'll meet you in the
Sounds like a plan because, like I said, with a new guy coming in, Aaron doesn't get moving.
Okay.
So, all right. I'm helping my son. I got to hold his pants so he don't, because we got cats and he don't want his black pants to hit any kitty fur on the floor.
Oh,
okay.
I have that same problem all the time. I wear all black. And my cat is gray, so it's, you know, it's definitely, it's a problem.
Yeah. So we're all putting black on me. I'm wearing jeans out there.
Yeah. All right.
All right, dude, I'll talk to you in the morning.
Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye. Bye.